Well, here we are again, together again at the Sunday hour. It's an exciting time for me. I always enjoy the opportunity to share. I hope you are enjoying today's broadcast. We've been working through Ephesians. In the last several weeks, we've looked at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. I'm going to read that for us now and then tie up my comments on this beautiful selection. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We spent several weeks discussing the riches of grace, the amazing deliverance that God has made us part of, that we are alive, that we are raised, that we are seated, that this is somehow in the past tense and yet in the present tense for us, that God loves us so much that he saved us by grace, not something we have to work for or work towards, but his work was sufficient on our behalf. And all because of his love for us. And so, as it begins in verse 6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, it goes on to tell us why. Verse 7, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. In other words, God is demonstrating his kindness, the richness of his grace to all of the created world through his love of mankind, through his expression of love shown to us. The angels, who had one chance to choose to be for God or against God, are looking at God's treatment of mankind and marveling at his rich grace and mercy. God demonstrating to all of creation his amazing power of sustained love through his actions shown to his creation of mankind, of humankind. Verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Our knowledge of God, our acceptance of God, it's a gift. We don't need to hold ourselves above others. We need to embrace the gift and ask God to have mercy on others as he has had mercy on us. And then be the love that God wants to show to others in order that they may come to know him. Not by works, so that no one can boast. It's all a gift of God based on his work. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance for us to do. What is our part? To love God with all our heart because of this grace that he has shown us. And then to do good works. What are good works? to love our neighbor as ourselves. Have a great Sunday.